The World Health Organization has pledged to send supplies and deploy burns specialists to Sierra Leone after a fuel tanker explosion in the capital, Freetown. Almost 100 people were killed and dozens injured after the tanker collided with a truck. Many people died while trying to scoop up the leaking fuel. Local hospitals, which are yet to recover from the Ebola epidemic 5 years ago, have been overwhelmed. Sally Hayden is Africa correspondent for the Irish Times and joins us from Freetown. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been at the scene of this accident. Can you describe what it looks like?
Yeah, sure. Basically what happened is, like you said, there was a fuel tanker that was turning and a truck came at speed and crashed into it. And the result of that was that fuel started leaking out of the tanker, which meant that people, like you said, rushed forward to try and collect that fuel because they were hoping to sell it or to use it for themselves. Like, obviously, there's a lot of poverty in Freetown, and particularly in that area of the city. And that resulted then in there was an explosion and a fire. And so when I went there, yesterday, and yeah, like everything is charred, the ground covered in ash, vehicles burnt out, some of the ground was still smoking. They had removed the bodies of the people who died at that point. They did that very early in the morning. But yeah, it was still, you could see how horrific it had been. There were some buildings also burnt down, some people's houses, but not so many, a lot of vehicles. Around 20, I think, plus about 42 motorbikes, they're saying, were all just completely charred.
All of these people rushing to obtain some of the fuel, I suppose that speaks to the desperation of those living in these communities.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is a story about poverty because, like, it wasn't that they didn't necessarily know the dangers. And what I'm told by witnesses is that the tanker driver actually got out of his vehicle and started shouting at people to move away because it was dangerous, but they kept going to gather it. And I spoke to the woman of the mother of one boy who died. She said that her son had run back home and said that he was going to make some money and emptied all the water containers in the house and ran off with them, ran to fill them with fuel, and then he was one of the victims. So yeah, I think a liter of fuel sells for around $1 here, like 10,000 leones. So that gives you an indication of kind of the level that people were living at and how much this would have meant to them.
And I understand many people are actually still searching for their missing relatives. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's devastating because the death toll has actually now risen to 101 and dozens of people died on the scene, like on the night. And I was in a meeting this afternoon with the National Disaster Management Agency. They said that only 6 of those people are identifiable. So more people did die afterwards when they were brought to hospitals. But of those people who died on the scene, 6 are identifiable. So now there's a very big problem. Like, they're saying they don't necessarily even have the capacity to do DNA testing or, you know, Sierra Leone is a poor country. They don't have huge of resources, and so they're thinking maybe they need to just do a mass burial. And then the discussion is, well, who's allowed to attend that burial, and can they collect some samples that might make it possible to identify those people in the future? Because obviously there's, like, I've met many of the relatives who are still searching who may not get any confirmation that their loved ones were among this group, except the fact that they just don't turn up.
In reading about the response to this, what really stood out is the pressures on the health system there in Freetown. Underfunding, clearly a problem, but in actual fact, the system just hasn't recovered from the Ebola epidemic 5 years ago. And it seems extraordinary the number of nursing and medical staff that were wiped out by that epidemic.
And it's not just Ebola. Like, I was in the military hospital here. It's called Hospital 34 today. And I interviewed the medical head of it, and he was saying that it's just disaster after disaster, really. So they obviously had Ebola. They've had flooding. There was a mudslide in 2017 that killed 1,100 people. And then they obviously had COVID, like everybody else. This year, the Delta variant led to a surge in June. So literally where the burn victims are right now, that was a COVID ward in June. And before that, it was an Ebola ward when the Ebola outbreak was here.
Sally Hayden, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's the Africa correspondent for the Irish Times, reporting there for us from Sierra Leone this morning.